This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15 powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen.
He's not a bird. He's not a plane. He's super bad. He's funktacular.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Were you surprised Kirk left?
Yeah and no. I always knew, you know, Kirk was going to do whatever he needs to do. I just knew that, you know, everything just wasn't, you know, the way he wanted it to be.
Earlier on the show, sports media personality John Boy, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, 49ers tight end George Kittle. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. George Kittle's about to make his way out here in support of receiver. He's a tight end. It's kind of confusing. Hopefully he'll help us settle. Yeah, hopefully he'll help settle the confusion. Netflix is the home for Receiver, all eight episodes. Justin Jefferson on yesterday's show in support of it. George is about to come out here. First time he's ever been here in person. Excited for that. We've had a lot of fun over the first 2 hours of this program, just chit-chatting, chopping it up right here on the second Wednesday of July. Right before the All-Star break in baseball. And so we appreciate people calling in and holding on as long as they have. So let's try and sneak in a call or two before George comes on out here. Jeremy in Mississippi first in. And it's first up, 2 hours in. Thanks for holding, Jeremy. What's going on, sir?
Oh, man, I'm really on?
You are, sir. Hey. Jeremy, this is no fooling. We're not punking you.
Let's go.
Although we used to do that.
Let's do the, I'm a Titans fan, so let's do the win-loss prediction on the Titans.
Let's do it, because Jeremy, I don't know if you are an avid listener or consumer of this program, any single time the Titans are mentioned in a win-loss game for any other team, this is a gimme W for that win-loss game for those folks. So let's strike back. Okay, let's strike back. Give them some music. Here we go. Jeremy in Mississippi. Can't believe he's on, but he is playing the win-loss game for the Tennessee Titans, home of the, I guess one would say a few years removed AFC South champions. At the Chicago Bears, Jeremy, what happens?
My Titans don't play good on the first game of the year, so I got this as an L.
So that's a loss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this as a loss. We don't never play good the first game.
All right, home opener against the Jets then.
So we beating the Jets. Jets overrated.
That's 1-1 home for the Packers.
Jets overrated.
Beating the Packers.
2-1 at the Dolphins on a Monday night.
I thought about this one long and hard. I got Miami winning this one, but it's going to be a close game.
2-2 off the bye, home for the Colts.
Oh, we beating the Colts. I can't stand them.
3-2 at the Bills.
Just let Bills Mafia know they're not going to be that good this year. We beating them in Buffalo.
4-2 at the Lions.
Depends on what Jared Goff shows up, so I got us losing it all.
4-3, home for the Patriots.
That's easy. We beat them.
5-3 at the Chargers.
We beat them. Chargers don't have anybody anymore.
6. Have you heard of Justin Herbert in Mississippi, Jeremy? Okay.
Yeah, I heard of them. Okay. They don't have nobody to throw to.
6-3, home for the Vikings.
Oh, we beat the Vikings.
7-3 at the Texans.
I hate this team, but we losing it all.
7-4 at the Commanders.
That's an easy win.
That's a win in the Albert Hainsworth Bowl right there, huh? Right? 8-4, home for the Jaguars.
We beat the Jaguars.
9-4, home for the Bengals.
We losing that one.
9-5 at the Colts.
Are we sweeping the Colts this year? Colts overrated. Anthony is overrated. John Payton not doing that this year.
10-5 at the Jaguars.
And that's in Jacksonville. Jacksonville gonna get that one.
10-6 home for the Texans.
We gonna beat the Texans because they gonna probably risk it by the game, so we gonna win that game.
11-6. Jeremy in Mississippi.
My man.
Let me tell you something, Jeremy. If that happens, I think Coach Callahan's coach of the year. Yeah, don't you think? Right?
1,000%.
Okay, Jeremy.
Might not be good enough to win the division, but it should be a good wild card, though.
Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. I appreciate you hanging on for as long as you did so you could play that.
That's my man right there.
There's Jeremy in Mississippi.
Jeremy spoken.
So, well, hold on a second. And then we're just going to bring George straight out. But before we go to break, Chris, how does it feel, sir?
that we're just an automatic win.
That the Titans that were the automatic win and everybody else's win-loss game.
Yeah.
A guy calls in, Jeremy from Mississippi. Yep. Here's the Patriots. He's like, oh, we're going to win that. How's that feel?
Well, 5 years ago, wouldn't have felt great, even though, you know, they ended Tom Brady.
Correct. Tenure.
But right now, it's what I would expect.
There you go.
The Patriots have the lowest win total, according to Vegas.
Hey, but at least the Red Sox are 10 over. The Celtics are champions.
It's great.
Derek White's an Olympian now.
It's been a great summer. By the way, Jalen Brown tweeting out eyeballs.
Meaning he's next?
Meaning he, why am I getting passed
over? Oh, I see.
That's what I don't get.
Oh, we'll discuss that on the back end of Kittle. Let's bring him out here. George Kittle is here, folks. George Kittle is here. That's next. We're going to have a nice long talk with one of our favorite all-time guests right here in studio on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds that you might hear. Drive too fast, and you could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. The sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You could hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You could hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You could hear the sound of worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you could do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself, or worse, you could hurt and even kill someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. This man has been on the show over and over and over again, and I'm so thankful that he appears on this program as much as he has, but it's the first time he's here in person. Ladies and gentlemen, all-pro tight end on Receiver. That's how damn good he is at his job. He's on a show called Receiver on Netflix, available starting today on Roku. George Kittle is here.
Another round of applause. Two applause. Thank you.
How are you, George?
I'm great.
What do you have there?
I was sitting in your green room, and I was backed up for like longer than 5 minutes, and so I started exploring, and I found a closet, and I found a pillow with your face on it. I'm going to probably take this home with me. Yes. So you know that.
Please do. Get it out of here.
This is going to be...
Now, how do you explain that to your wife?
Oh, what do you mean? She's going to say it looks beautiful. To her, right on my couch.
Which couch?
Sweetie, will you please put Rich away? And I will say no. No, he's here with me tonight while we watch a movie.
You just cuddle up?
Yep.
How did that pillow get made? Who made this damn pillow? Chris? TJ? Anybody?
I remember. Not sure.
What the hell?
Unclear.
Plus, I don't understand it either, George, that...
Oh, handsome you are.
You went through my closet in the green room. I mean...
There's not a lock on it, man. That's not my fault. Are you kidding me?
I got to lock my stuff up.
Yeah, you act like I'm not going to explore.
Oh, my God.
It's my first time here.
Well, what do you think?
It's beautiful. What a room.
Yeah, you like
it? This view doesn't even do it justice.
Right?
It's massive. I get why you're here all day now.
I'm here all day.
Yeah,
I get it. Leave the house, come here, talk some stuff, go home.
Talk sports.
Yeah.
You can play pool.
We can do that.
Putt a little bit.
We can putt. That's right.
Gosh, this place is awesome.
Thank you, bud.
Good for you, man.
Look at you, but good for you, though. No. Good for you, George Kittle. First of all, and I'm not just saying that because you're clutching a pillow with my face on it.
Sure.
But so when I heard they're doing receiver.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm thinking, but are you cracking your knuckles? Wow. That's
this is,
loud.
This is a knuckle thing. Sorry.
Well, no, it's okay. That's fine. But just like that, I want to make sure you're in one piece. That sounded like you're breaking your damn hands.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Very good. I heard they're doing receiver, and I hear, okay, Davante Adams, I get it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Justin Jefferson, totally get that. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's just dynamite. Yep. And then I hear about Debo Samuel, 49er. I'm like, wait, there's more.
There's one more.
George Kittle.
Yeah, I snuck in.
Dude, and receiver, and you're tight end.
I know.
This is, and I understand Greg Olson's called the Super Bowl.
That he is.
And, Travis Kelce has become, the first man of pop culture,
Fair.
But this is, you're striking as big a blow for tight ends as I've ever seen.
We're trying out there. The fun thing about being a tight end is you got to do everything. And when you look at whether it's like Travis, who had seven straight 1,000 yard seasons, not bad.
Yeah.
And then like the tight end position no longer is, just like an extra left tackle wearing, number 46.
Yeah.
It's like you have these athletes out there who are like main targets for these offenses. And so it's just kind of fun to go out there and show that we do all those fun things, but we also get to hit people a lot, which is what I like to do.
Yeah. And we just saw a clip of you taking
that was a fun one.
Aiden Hutchinson down.
I did. Yeah, that was a good one. I like how I would like to promote receivers. We show a run blocking clip. That's phenomenal.
Well, I mean, I
influenced the show in some way.
It's
so
to
I'm
your
pumped
point. It's to your point.
I'm pumped about
you're
that.
You're doing it. It's not just because you're excellent at receiving the ball.
No.
There's more things that you do.
A couple things.
I mean, I have not seen the rest of this series yet. How much are we going to see about, Amon-Ra blocking? Probably
you'll
not much.
You'll see a little bit.
We will.
Yeah.
Have you seen these episodes?
Yeah, yeah.
Watched them all?
I watched the whole thing through with my wife. Yeah, it was fantastic.
All eight episodes,
every single person.
How'd you like it?
I'm a huge fan of it. I think it does a fantastic job. I'm a huge fan of just me and Debo stuff because it's like kind of intertwined throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of fun because me and Debo have a pretty unique relationship. And then you get to throw it out there. Like when we get onto a football field, it's like our energy kind of syncs up. And for people to see that, I think will be pretty fun.
How so? Give me an example.
We're both violent football players. And so like, me and Debo might not be like, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee after practice. But we're on a football field, like we find each other and we're like, hey, like we have to set the tone. And you get to see that, when he's carrying the football, running over people, whether I'm doing the same thing or you just get to like feel that energy coming off of us. And I think that's a very unique thing that not every single team has.
When did they first hit you up, say, hey, we want to follow you around? When did that happen?
Maybe like a week or 10 days before the first game.
Of the season.
Yeah.
The entire season.
Something like that.
So you're getting ready for week one.
It's like preseason game three or something like that. And they're like, hey. I was like, probably absolutely not.
That was your first thought.
Yeah, absolutely not. The this was my thinking behind it was.
Yeah.
Just like, and I had not watched quarterbacks. Like I did not watch it at all. And so I was like, it seems like, adding a bunch of cameras, I don't want to upset the football gods. Football is a living, breathing organism. Like it's got its own to it. Excuse my language.
It's okay.
But it, I didn't want to like piss anything off.
Because you're saying,
like, look, it's like adding a spotlight, adding a look at me type of thing.
Yeah.
And then, what really sold it for me was like, cause Claire had watched quarterbacks and she loved the show, specifically how it showed off, like Patrick and Brittany's relationship, mm-hmm. Kirk Cousin and his wife, Julie, like how it showed off their relationship. And then she made me watch a couple episodes, and I was like, oh, I mean, this is awesome. Like, the content that you get to see behind, you know, behind the closed doors, like what you get to see, what they do at home. And I was really fond of that. And then she also said, she's like, look, this is something that we're going to have it, and in 10 years, you can show your kids this. I was like, that's a pretty fair point. I like that.
Plus, what other opportunity will you have to be on Netflix showing off your dog?
Oh, that's...
Who is this?
So right after the season, me and my wife, we got two new Great Pyrenees puppies, and they're named Calvin and Hobbs. They're brothers. She let me name them.
Yes.
Phenomenal, right?
Calvin and Hobbs.
Yeah, Calvin and Hobbs. They're great.
Okay. And you have those tattoos, right?
I do. I have Hobbs on my hand.
Yeah.
Hobbs is on your hand.
Yeah.
There he is.
I'm Calvin, technically, because this is Hobbs.
Okay, very good.
But yeah, so I got Calvin and Hobbs, the puppies, and yeah, they got...
By the way, those puppies get big.
Oh, they're like 45, 50 pounds now. They're Hosses. They're complete chaos. It's phenomenal.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it.
So you said yes. Did you have to like tell Kyle that,
yeah,
hey, I'm
was
doing
actually,
this?
We have Coach Shannon, at the end of every, after every training camp, he throws like a players party with like a fun theme and stuff like that. Just brings basically like all the equipment managers, video guys, coaches, wives, players, and just to get everyone together, you know, before the start of the season. I was like, yeah, this is good as time as ever. Like 8 days before the first game, I'll ask him. And I was like, hey, this is something that, you know, came across my board and I think it'd be very cool. Like, I think I do a pretty good job with the media stuff. Like, I don't ever, you know, it's never a distraction for me. And they basically said, hey, you're going to give us all Netflix asked for is that you're going to give us access to what you want to give us access to.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you don't want us to come to your house, we technically don't. Like, we want to, but you don't have to let us. Like, so we're just going to, you'll be mic'd up for every game. And he was pretty open to it, too, which was pretty awesome. And then after that... and then we found out too is like NFL Films did most of the filming stuff, so it's guys on the side that you see every day.
Right, you could trust them and you know it.
Well, so, yeah, they're not gonna like they're trying their best to like help you out, and make you look as good as it you know you can look.
Had Debo already agreed?
I don't know. I think he might have been like right after me.
Because you want to be the first to coach. You don't want to be like, hey, now there's two of us.
Yeah,
now
no.
There's gonna be two camera crews. You know, like you don't want to be.
That's fair.
You don't want coach to be like, I already told Debo, yeah, or then he's got to let Debo do it because you've done it. Maybe you're the trailblazer.
Maybe. You know, I just said it with a smile on my face. Hey, we're going to have a good time. I promise. Like, it's got to be fun.
Well, I mean, you know, you're out there and you've put yourself out there and you've handled yourself, you know, perfectly.
So I try my best.
There's nothing that he's going to be sitting there going, uh-oh, I'm going to get a phone call. This is what George did.
That's what I was like. It's like the worst thing that's going to happen is – there's going to be the worst thing could happen is like an injury or hey, what happens if we stink this year? But I didn't think we were going to stink. We have a pretty solid roster that we even have put together.
Right.
And I was feeling really good about myself, like body wise. I was like, well, you know what? Best thing I can do is just one step at a time, do the best I possibly can do and see like what we can do for the season. And then it'll just be fun if we win a lot of football games to be able to document it. And I think, you know, Coach Shanahan is like, yeah, you know, I agree with you. It'll be kind of fun. And then from there, it was first game of the season. Camera crew followed me around. I was like, you guys aren't as sneaky as you think you are, though. They really, they're not that hard to know. So like, hey, you're going to be behind the scenes. But I will say what was funny was I have like once a month or like once every month, I have like tight ends over for dinner, just like, you know, bring the guys together for a night. And I think this was December, maybe like early January. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't talked about the Netflix show all year. And like the only people that actually knew about it were like, Ross Dwelly, Charlie Warner, two of my vet tight ends. And
that's it?
Well, like pretty much, yeah. I didn't really tell anybody.
Because they're not in practice.
It was supposed to be like kind of a surprise because they didn't want anyone to know about it.
Okay.
And they didn't like want to get spilled to the media that we were shooting a receivers thing. And so I like this dinner. I was like, yeah, you know, there should be some fun content that everyone's gonna be in. And they're like, there was a camera crew following around the entire season. I'm like, yeah, it was behind the bench. With a camera directly, like this far away from me, with a camera on me. I was like, you guys didn't notice that? And they're like, had absolutely no idea. Like, good for you guys. How did you just go 16 weeks without seeing a camera crew following me around? It was absolutely outrageous.
But you'd probably liked hearing that too, because that means you're not.
I did
you're
a good
not,
job of you, hiding it.
You did a good job of hiding it. And plus, you know, you're not being intrusive on your teammates. That's pretty cool.
But that was another thing I called, because right before I said yes to it, I called up Nick Mullins, backup for Kirk Cousins up in Minnesota when he was there. And I said, hey, like, how did it go for you guys? Like, did Kirk like it? Was this something that I'm going to enjoy? And he was like, I honestly didn't even know that they were there until week 8. He goes, I didn't notice them one time. And Kirk never mentioned it. Never seemed like a distraction. I was like, well, I trust Nick Mullins. He's my guy. So I was like, yeah, you know, if it's good enough for Nick, it's good enough for me.
There you go. Did Claire like it?
Claire loved it. She had a great time. She dominates it.
Happy wife, happy life.
You know, the coolest thing about this show, like for me personally, was like, I get to go back and see all these fun moments that I had, but like, I get to see like when I score a touchdown, it goes up to like the suite where my whole family is celebrating. And like, those are moments that I miss because I'm on a football field playing.
Of course.
And so to be able to see those moments of like my family high-fiving, hugging, laughing, crying, like that's a cool moment for me. And so to be able to see that and just to see like, it's fun too because I'm pretty sure they cut out more F-bombs by Claire than me, which is pretty incredible. She's a fiery spirit, I'll tell you that much. She's fire. And so I think you guys are going to, I think the whole world's going to fall in love. Anyone that watches it's going to be like, that Claire Kittle, she's one of a kind.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm pumped about that.
That's awesome. But I do think there's probably a way to determine how many F-bombs were edited out.
Can we get on
Kind of like a Kittle F-bomb scoreboard, that's got to exist.
We'll find it, and I'll text it to you.
Because there's no doubt, and again, I'll, just so you understand, I will always touch the third rail before my guests in case it's possible. If there was an F-bomb, if there was a camera crew following around my wife and I, Susie would have, a factor of 10 probably, more F-bombs removed than me.
She would lap you, yes.
She would lap the field.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, which is great.
You need
when
that.
I put her in front of a live microphone in this chair to fill in for me.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
So I totally understand.
I'll gladly be a guest star. Like I'll come in for that.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, because she's hosting.
Be careful, she will definitely.
I'll
take
get her
you
fired up
on that.
I'll get her fired up.
Well, first thing that she would be very happy with is that you're removing this pillow and putting it in your house opposed to keeping it here.
Look how handsome you are. You're so shiny, too.
Well, that's my lot in life, sir. George Kittle here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, so when does training camp start for you? When
Is all that July 23rd. Okay. That's a report date. Yeah, travel day is the 22nd.
Okay.
Report date's the 23rd. I feel like they keep bumping up on us. Like, last year was the 26th. Like, my first 2 years, it was the 29th or 30th.
Well, why don't you speak to Kyle about that?
It's not Kyle. That's the league.
It's the league?
That's the league. So I'll call my NFLPA rep.
Yeah, get right on that.
It's not me.
Would you be up for switching around the offseason? Do you heard about this?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in.
You would be.
Oh, I'm all in. I'm all in on it. Well, one thing, I've been an advocate of this. Well, one, like, it's inevitably first. It's going to get to 18 games at some point, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think I've said it for like, ever since we got to 17 games, I was like, just give us 2 byes. And it just adds an extra week to the season anyways, because now you're, instead of 18 weeks, now you're at 19 weeks. So that's another week of football that you're on TV with all the ads and all that stuff. Increases the season long, and it gives guys an extra week of rest because you need that. It's hard to play 18 games. But like, I'm totally fine with that. Just give us 2 byes. And then you go to the off season. I'm just like, well, if you play throughout the entire playoffs, right, you're playing in mid-February and you're supposed to show up April 15th for phase one of OTAs. It's pretty aggressive, right? Like, that's not really a lot of time for your body to heal, regenerate. I mean, just like to let your mind and your body both rest, right? Uh-huh. That's not a lot of time. So like, I'm a huge fan of like, I'm totally okay to get rid of OTAs. Maybe not entirely, or like maybe it's just the month of May, or maybe it's, hey, there's a 2-week rookie mini camp, or hey, if you're new to the team, you show up for a week or two at a, you know, a current time period in May. Mm-hmm. But, then, like, why not just bump up? Like, I'm down to start training camp, like, I don't know, mid-July. Like, I'm not going to say, hey, you can start on July 4th weekend, because I like July 4th. I'm going to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because it's a fantastic day. But, like, just start training camp, like, 2 weeks earlier and have it a ramp-up period. Practice starts, like, end of July still. You get 2 weeks of ramp-up. Guys report and get all the playbook installed in, and then training camp can be a little bit more streamlined. But, like, I'm all in for that, because I think – taking 2 months in the middle of the spring is pretty aggressive.
I just don't know if coaches would, or if your coaches would go for.
Oh no, Kyle loves football, which I also love football too. But
no, I know
you need time away.
I know he loves football, right? Just for them though to not see you until May, I think would get some coaches and front offices a little antsy.
That's fair, and like I think
you're like, and you, they may not have to worry about. There may be some other players that they'd want to get a look-see on or have them in or
sure,
get them
but,
in a playbook or
I
on
mean,
a field.
Technically, you know? OTAs is not mandatory anyways, right?
Right.
I mean, so like
except
if you're,
for one.
Yeah, except for that one
right.
3-day block, right? So like if you want to have one of those, sure, but I think if you're past like year 5, you're in the league for a reason. Like, it's not luck at this point. You have a good work ethic. You're doing the right things. Like, you can take care of yourself. Like, you don't need to go show up and do 2 weeks of phase one, which is an hour of training and an hour of film watching. You can do that via Zoom. We proved that during 2020. Like, you can do it all then. Like, if you want to have online meetings, I have no problem with that. If you want to go through install stuff, like, I'm always down to watch football and to talk football. But I think, like, making guys, you know, go to a facility for 2 months and be there, I don't know, I think that's pretty aggressive.
Did you see what Burrow told the pardon my take guys? Did
you
see
that? I think I might have, you want
to
refresh my memory?
Yeah, it's similar to what you said a few minutes ago, that Burrow's like, you know, if it goes to 18 games, give me two byes.
Yep.
A week, was it a week 13?
Yeah. Pro Bowl?
Pro Bowl. Like, everyone
the whole
has
week
off.
Is off.
Yeah, everybody's
whole week
off.
Is off.
Yeah. And then you have the Pro Bowl, I imagine, you know, skills, because you're not going to be playing a game in the middle of the season.
No.
And there'll even be some teams like, you're not throwing, you're not catching, you're not running, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want is like a hammy or whatever in the middle of a season.
No, but it could be like a trick show. Like, you have like just like the quarterback's throwing at the target and stuff. Like, you still have fun with it.
Sure. So, and then there's another bye in the middle, and then you have an 18-week season, which puts I know for a fact there's been a bunch of folks in the NFL offices, front offices, that would love to deliver on what a lot of fans say is they wish there was a national holiday after the Super Bowl, which President's Day weekend would deliver.
I mean, so it's like
you
biggest,
like that idea? You would do that?
I mean, it's the biggest sporting event of the year, really, isn't it?
Why?
I mean, well, in America, at least.
You would know. You've played in a couple.
Yeah.
I hear you. You'd be fine with that? You think a lot of your teammates and colleagues would?
I think if you put two byes on the table, I think a lot of guys are going to be more okay with it. I mean, I think, like, you know, when we did the CBA and we were like at 16 games and like 17 games was not ever on the table, and then all of a sudden it just was, like, I think it's inevitable that, you know, the owner's going to be, hey, this is what we want to do, and there's going to be some give and take. But if that's something that they really want to do, like, it's going to be like, okay, well, what can we get out of it too? And so whether it's two buys or there are other things that, you know, we haven't thought of yet,
yeah,
there's going to be a conversation there. And as you know, as long as they're giving guys' bodies actual time off, because like I said, playing 16 games in a row is hard, playing 17 is really hard, and then you throw the playoffs onto it, and now you're going to add an 18th game. Yeah, it's a lot of football.
George Kittle here on the Rich Eisen Show from the San Francisco 49ers, and of course, receivers. On Netflix, receiver on Netflix, which is available on Roku right now. So let's talk about your current team, your San Francisco 49ers team.
Bang, bang.
Did Brock Purdy get jacked up?
Brock?
Yeah.
Dude, he's always jacked up.
He didn't look it.
No, you didn't see it because you're like, oh, look at this young, nice guy.
With his backpack, like he's going to home ec.
Yeah, that's right. What you see. But then, like, now that he's, you know, he's into year, he's into year three now.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing a lot of big football games, played at a really high level, runner up to MVP. See, now you're noticing, like, the physical attributes of him, too. Because, like, the media is trying to hide that. Like, oh, he's just he's not some little kid. No, this guy's a dog.
No, I know that. But
I've seen, if you could, you got to see this. You got to look up, like, compare, like, Brock to McCaffrey to Bosa. And it's like a Pokemon evolution. Of their quads. Like, Brock has huge quads, Christian has huge quads, and Bosa has Bosa quads. And, like, you just line them up. It's like, Brock's going to eventually turn into Bosa. That's how I picture
it. That's how you picture it.
Yeah.
All right. Because nobody thinks that about his physique, right? I mean, like, he's...
No, if you follow 49ers Twitter, people know about Bosa, Purdy's quads.
That's why I'm asking you about, like, but he just looks like he's put on some muscle and some LBs.
We got another league at, 23, and he's 25, 26. I think it just kind of happens, you know, like...
Right.
But when you get to 25 to 30, I think you just grow into your body finally.
All right.
He's definitely not like a 19-year-old college kid anymore.
No, definitely is not.
Definitely not.
Oh, there it is. There it
is. Look at those quads.
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Sheesh.
Wow. He's a monster.
No, hold on a minute. Like, so if he was wearing shorts on Super Sunday this past February, that's what they look like? Those aren't new?
No, he's had that since he was a rookie. You guys just don't see it because the media tells you he's just this little kid wearing a... what is JCPenney's backpack? That's what everyone says that he is. You just got to see it for yourself, Rich.
Well, he's an assassin, though. I know.
He's a monster.
That I know.
I know, man.
For sure.
I love him.
So, like, give me a good story about him that where maybe the first time you're like, all right, I see this, I got it, I understand it, or was it this past year or anything like that with him?
You know what? It started with like the older I've gotten, Joe Staley made it pretty clear to me. He goes, it's harder, like the longer you play specifically on one team, because like after a while, like all your friends leave or they retire, they get traded or, you know, like whatever happens, like most of the guys, like your best friends on the team are on different teams. And he goes, so like, it's what's important is that you like establish friendships with guys early on when they first get drafted. And don't just be like, oh, it's just a bunch of rookies. Like, you want to establish friendships with all these young guys. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a pretty good lesson. And then, so whenever we have rookies come in, I don't like, there's absolutely zero hazing, but I like to banter with them to see if they're going to like actually like talk back to me, or are they going to be like shy because I am George Kittle and I've been in the league for 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And so like Brock's first day, I hung an Iowa football shirt in his locker, which was phenomenal. And he instantly takes it out, 'cause he's like two lockers down from me. He goes, you put this in here? Just get this shit out of my locker. And I'm just like, nah, I'm going to like you. I absolutely know that already. Just like tosses it on the ground. And I was like, respect. I love that.
That's what he said to you?
Right, get this shit out of my locker. I was like, phenomenal. Absolutely love it.
That was the first George Kittle.
I
met him.
I was like, hey, Brock, welcome to the Niners. Right. And he gets to his locker. And I was like, you put this in here. Get this shit out of my locker.
What,
I was like,
what exactly did you put in there?
An Iowa Hawkeye football shirt. Because he went to Iowa State. Yeah. It's phenomenal. And so, like, I like that because I don't want someone to be like, I don't want him like to look at it and like look over at me and then like leave it in his locker. I was like, no, dude, you throw that out. Like, it's totally fine. I'll just put it back in my locker. And I just like guys who can appreciate a good banter and like just, you know, like don't be nervous. Like, we're all on the same team here. Like, we're all striving to achieve the same things here. So, like, I'm not intimidated, I promise. Like, I'm pretty nice. Besides, like, that was when I first was like, all right, Brock's going to be a solid dude. Like, I'm really excited for that. Then you go from, the Mexico City game where we played in, was that 2022, and he had like three snaps. In the first snap, he turned the wrong way on a handoff, which was phenomenal. And I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. That happens to guys sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later, he's coming in against the Miami Dolphins after our second quarterback went down, and delivering third down and longs to me, Juice, Ayuk, Debo, and just stepping up in the huddle, stepping up in the pocket, getting hit and cover zero looks, and just delivering the football. And you're just kind of like, oh, wow, like this, like he can play. Like, you're not just going to step into a football game and just deliver like that. And then it's like, okay, well, is he going to do it again? And then his first start of his career, I'm pretty sure, was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And you're like, hey, what a storyline. No, Brady's coming back to the Bay. I'm pretty sure the last time that he was in the Bay, they beat the Niners like 30-something to nothing. Something like that. So it's like, oh, this is going to be a big game. And Brock comes out there and just plays lights out. And then, like, it just kept going, kept stacking, and then we didn't lose a game. And it's just like, all right, until, like, the NFC Championship game, he gets hurt. We're like, wow, okay. Well, then the next question is, hey, what's going to happen to Brock? You know, he's recovering from a UCL injury. Like, how's he going to respond to that? Doesn't throw hardly, throws a little bit, you know, throughout the summer and stuff like that. He has a limit during training camp. And he comes out first game of the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers and throws a couple of touchdowns, throws for a bunch of yards, and you're like, ah, he's going to be just fine. And really, like, you just notice it every single day. Like, he's a consistent kid. He's not really a kid. He's consistent at his job. Every single day he shows up. He just has, like, this intensity to him that, like, I don't think people see very often unless you're in the building with him. Like, he just wants to be really good.
Well, I mean, that late season dip, we all know what happened on Christmas night. And yeah, sure. And then leading into the playoffs was yet more questions. Is he the right guy? And yeah. I'm just wondering if the Super Bowl performance, which I thought was terrific, is going to finally end that conversation. Do you think? What do you think?
You know, I think when you're the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, I think there's just always going to be questions because you're getting compared to Steve Young and Joe Montana constantly.
No big deal.
Yeah. And so it's just like for Brock, it's just, hey, just go be your best self every single day that you've been doing for the last 2 years. And just keep doing that and you're going to be just fine because I think he's a hell of a quarterback and he makes us all play at a higher level. We've won a lot of football games with them.
Listen, I know you're talking about other people's money and business deals is not what you traffic in, but what do you say to fans who are like, you must get a ton of people like, is Ayuk going to be there? Oh. What do you say?
Well, I would say, I think if you look at, I mean, my career being a 49er and where like most of the contracts have gone, like I didn't get signed until like the second week of training camp. Debo was pretty late.
Bosa was late too.
Bosa was the first week of the season. I was like, that's just how business is done out there. And like, I'm not in the meetings. Like I have no idea.
Right.
I actually go out of my way to not talk to anybody going through contract negotiations. So when people ask me questions, I'm like, I have absolutely no idea, but like, I'm not concerned about it. Ayuk's a phenomenal football player. Who's a big part of our offense. And he's like one of the most complete receivers that like I've ever played with. So I'm going to assume that Ayuk's going to be on our team but by the time the season starts.
All right. So what happens now? So you just, you're here in L.A. There's a, you know, the receiver's out.
Receiver's out.
And then what are you doing between now and training camp? What do you just go
for
home?
The next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What do you just
train. I like that you looked at your watch for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you like that? Well, it does have the date on it.
Okay, good.
It does. It's a calculator. Do you need me to add anything for you?
I'm good. Yeah, thank you.
I can call the Avengers on this, too.
Fantastic.
Let's see. No, I'll just be in Nashville training.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I got my barn down there, my football field.
Just getting ready?
Yeah. Just dialing it in.
You don't have to give me any names. Have any tight ends in the NFL called Travis Kelce for Taylor Swift tickets?
Oh.
Has anybody in the NFL, yes, do you know, oh, come on, that has reached out to Kelce to say, I'm going to go there with you? Has anybody done that? Have you done that?
Well, so last week I was in Rhode Island for Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Coppola's wedding.
Oh, the McCaffreys. By the way, mazel tov to the
phenomenal.
McCaffreys. Yes.
So much fun.
Who drank more beers, you or Greg Olson?
Me.
Well, Olson looked like...
So, no, no. So like, yeah, to Olson's defense, I don't think he was really even drinking that much. That's just Olson's hair. That's like immediately after the wedding. Like, there were not a lot of, like, not that many drinks had been served.
Wow.
And that, so, like,
that's his default look?
Yeah, Greg's just having a great time. But, like at that point, we're probably out there for like 45 minutes to an hour on a dance floor. Like, yeah, this is just maybe a couple of drinks at dinner, but like nothing much.
Yeah.
And he was just in a full sweat dancing because he was just having such a great time at Christian's wedding.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, Greg, you're what a guy.
He knows only one speed.
He knows only one speed, and correct, that's just excellence.
Yes.
But so we're out in Rhode Island for the wedding.
Yeah.
And like right next to the place that we stayed was Taylor Swift's house, like her house in Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
And I texted Travis. I was like, hey, I need to use the restroom. Do you mind? Did Taylor leave a key anywhere? He's like, you can try to get in, but I think security is going to get you out of there. I was like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to try that one.
Yeah, no pancake in there.
No, that's just probably a taser. I'm going to avoid that one. I'm good on that one.
So has anybody...
Ticket-wise?
Yeah.
I have not asked him for tickets.
Not you, but...
I don't
have you heard any stories? Anybody?
No, okay, good. I haven't.
Okay, good.
Sadly.
Church and state, man. That's just... We got to keep it separate here.
Separate.
Just because your tight ends is a fraternity. I get it.
It is.
But this is...
I bet you Greg Olson asked. Yeah. Had to have. Yeah, he probably did.
Well, that's the way he unbuttons. That's for sure.
Did he?
I don't know.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. He asked for tickets. Good job, Greg. Pete outed you on Rich Eisen's show. We have the same marketing guy.
We found it. Greg Olson went there. Well, he's got kids.
Good job, Greg.
I got it. Hey, great to see you here in person.
I'm having a great time.
Thank you for being here.
Am I done already?
He's got other. You told me he's got other stuff. You're good. Oh, he's got to go.
You're kicking me out.
No, I'm not kicking you out. They're taking
kicked
you
off
out.
Rich Eisen. I didn't get a chance to talk WWE or anything.
Come on, I've got five more minutes.
All right, cool. All right.
What do you want to talk
about? The Rock. Anybody? Final Boss.
Yeah, what do you guys want to talk about?
Is it WWE? Is that what you're saying?
DJ,
you want to talk?
Fire away.
Yeah, give me something.
All right, George, I saw you at WrestleMania 40 sitting in the crowd there.
Yes,
the
we did, out in Philly.
What was your favorite part of WrestleMania 40?
Ooh, my favorite part? I'd say I had two favorite parts. I think the main event of the last night when everybody showed up.
It was incredible, right?
That was complete chaos.
That was 5 minutes of the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't even say greatest wrestling. That was just 5 minutes of the greatest time of my life.
I had so much fun. Like, that was just...
I saw you over there. I could peep you, and I was waiting for you to hop over the McAfee's back.
I was waiting. I wanted to so bad. That, and then the other one would be when Bayley was fighting, and the whole crowd was singing, hey Bayley.
Ooh. I want to know, will you be my girl?
And for like the entire match.
Me and George both love Bayley, I can tell.
Yeah, so. Bayley's phenomenal.
By the way, did you know Kelce was doing something?
It was actually, you know, there's a fun story.
Okay.
So remember when the Niners and the Eagles played each other this past year?
I'm aware of that.
And there was like a sideline scuffle?
Yes, sir.
Right?
I've heard of that.
That was interesting, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that?
Made some news?
I think it might have.
Yeah.
But so we're pulling in to WWE and like through the back where it's fun too because WWE, one, they do the best job ever of taking care of like athletes and stuff who like come to the events.
Yeah.
Just like 10-star treatment. It's amazing. And we're pulling in the car like we're like where you get dropped off for a game where the buses are. And I see the Eagles head of security.
Dom. Big Dom.
Big Dom standing right there in front of the buses.
Yeah.
And we pull right past him. And I've never met him. I've never talked to him. The only I've ever heard, like, you see, like, whatever happened on that. But, like, John Lynch, all he ever said was, like, Lynch told me, he was like, he's an incredible person. Mm-hmm. He was don't even think about that. Like, he's an amazing person. Everybody loves him. He's fantastic. I was like, all right, sounds good. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go say hi. Why not?
Yeah.
Never met him before. You know, last time we had any interaction was on that game. So I was like, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So I just walked up there and said, what's up, dude? Nice to meet you finally. And like, so we talked for a couple minutes and I was like, yeah, what are you doing? He was like, Lane and Kelsey are on here. You know, they're about to go out, you know, because it's super low key. I was like, I can't wait. Let's go see them. And so I got to see Lane and Jason right before they went out there. And Jason's better half, his wife.
Yes.
Phenomenal. But so I'd hung on there for a little bit, just talking. It was really funny because they were already ready to go in their cutoffs and jeans. Just, I was like, when you guys go out, they're like one of the last matches. I was like, you guys are already ready to go. I absolutely love it. But
that's Big Dom on Lane Johnson's shirt.
I know. Phenomenal.
There he
is. Incredible.
I never knew that.
So you saw them prior to this?
I saw them prior. They're on the bus the entire time. And then the nice thing about WWE is like those seats that they're sitting in.
Yeah.
You see how they're not the nice seats?
Yeah.
Like those are extra seats that they put there. Mm-hmm. And so like if you know that they're empty, something's going to happen.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. Oh. So I'm always looking for that.
See, I always just, okay, I'll just give
Rich,
my
only now. WrestleMania.
My only, I'll do it.
You got to go.
Next year, Vegas.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, can we just, the Super Bowl should just be in Vegas every year.
Listen to me. I have no problem with that.
Everything I heard on the outside, like the way it was, like I heard it was ran incredibly well. Like if, besides like, I would like to stay like in a little bit closer area, like hotel area.
Well, they took you out of the town.
Yeah, we were way out there.
Well, I mean, because the last thing you want is somebody breaking curfew.
That's fair.
Not like you would do that.
I think there's enough security to hire that you could probably prevent that.
You never know, man.
You never know.
Some people are very inventive.
Besides that, yeah. I think like it's Vegas. Like it's built for
it. It was spectacular.
Yeah, it's built for it.
It was unbelievable. It was awesome. The draft was great there, too. Draft was great in Nashville also. I can't wait to go back there. And Nashville wouldn't be a bad Super Bowl town, too.
Once they have their new stadium, we'll be there.
Exactly.
I know.
So, all right.
Before I leave, can you just pull up a picture? I've had this theory, and okay. I just want to know if I'm completely off on this. Can you pull up a photo of the Titans' new stadium that they're building?
Okay.
Is that possible?
Let's see if we can do that.
Building?
I think we can whip that up. You have a theory about this stadium?
I think it reminds me of it reminds me of something, and I just want to know if I'm way off on this.
Okay.
It reminds me of a Whole Foods.
Of a Whole Foods?
Like, just look at it. And tell me it doesn't kind of look like a Whole Foods.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
You got the one with Tennessee on the top.
Wow.
Kind of looks like a nice Whole Foods, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you get to go there for your football and produce needs.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
I bet you it's a hell of a time. They're going to have live music everywhere. It's
going to
be
Lombardi.
It's going to be phenomenal. And like, that's not a diss at all. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, it kind of looks like a Whole Foods.
Bad. Yeah. You can get your kiwi and
ooh.
Quinoa.
Kiwi.
Quinoa. That's a Whole Foods word.
Yeah. Kiwi was the first thing that went to your brain?
I don't know.
Kiwi?
Dude, I talk too much.
You do. But you're good at it, and that's what's nice.
God bless you.
And it's authentic.
Thank you. Just like the pillow. Are you really taking that home?
Only if you sign it.
I will sign it.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me do that right now.
Yes.
I will sign it.
That makes me really happy.
All right, here we go.
Claire's gonna be like,
"What
are you doing?"
Across your forehead.
I'm not gonna across my forehead.
What?
No.
Is that your way of saying that's the biggest piece of real estate?
Ding.
All right.
That's tough.
To George.
Well, you have more hair than he does.
It's true.
George and Claire. George. And Claire, because this is a family, right?
Yeah.
And Claire.
Claire,
right?
With an E.
Okay.
My guy.
All right.
How many WrestleManias have you been to, Rich?
Zero.
My wife's been to two, so hustle up.
All right.
We're going next year.
This year will be insane.
Unreal.
John Cena retired? He's saying
John Cena last one next year?
He's got to win at least. He's got to break the record, right?
I mean,
he has to.
I'm a Flair fan, but I feel like they're probably going to give him one
Cena.
More run.
You, let
you
him do
give it.
It
to him one more time. Yeah.
Here you go. You can read out the inscription if you want.
To George and Claire, proof that I'm soft and cuddly. Rich Eisen.
There it is. You can hold it up right there to your camera. There it is. Proof that I'm soft and cuddly. Hey, Calvin and Hobbes can't use that, all right?
You know what? They're just in that stage where they're kind of jumping on anything. They're going to love this pillow. I'll send you a video later.
Receiver premiered on Netflix on this very day. You can catch it on this platform as well, Roku. George Kittle right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're the best, man. Woo-hoo! Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks, George Kittle.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast, wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Lots of fun. That was great with George Kittle. That, we're now officially one pillow shy here on our studio.
Well, it was in your closet.
I didn't know. Honestly, he comes out with it. I don't even know it was in there.
Yeah. Someone else came out with a jacket once. People like going through that closet and just pulling random stuff out
of it. Yep, I hear you. Grillo looks for photos. Nick in South Carolina has been sitting around forever. What's up, Nick? You there?
Hey, how you doing?
Let's sneak this in, Nick. What do you want to do?
Win-loss game for the Miami Dolphins, sir.
You're a Dolphin fan sitting there in South Carolina?
Yes, sir. I was born in Miami.
Attaboy. Music, please. Only the second one I have right here. Tony and Altoona. So we got a guy in Pennsylvania and a guy in South Carolina giving some South Florida action to the win-loss game. Home for the Jaguars. What do you have?
Let me just say, you guys better buckle up for this one, man. That is a win, sir.
Home for the Bills on a Thursday night.
Win.
At the Seahawks.
That's a win.
Home for the Titans on a Monday night.
Definitely a win on that one.
They beat you last year on a Monday night at the Patriots.
Win.
He laughed when he said it. A chuckling win. 5-0 into the bye. What happens coming out at the Colts?
Win.
6-0 home for the Arizona Cardinals.
Win.
7-0 trying to sweep the Bills.
Definitely a win.
8-0 at the Rams on a Monday night.
West Coast trip at the Windsor.
You're 9-0.
Come on.
You're threatening some champagne corks being popped. Home for the Raiders.
Yes, sir. Win.
10-0 home for the Patriots.
Win.
11-0 at the Packers on a Thanksgiving night.
It's going to be cold, man. We got to snap that streak, though. That's a dub.
12-0 home for the Jets.
Win.
13-0 at the Texans.
Mercury Morris is sweating.
Win.
Home for the Niners.
Another win.
At the Browns.
What is happening?
Another win.
Home. And then at the Jets.
He did another win.
17-0.
He told us to buckle up,
man. And here's the kicker. We are going to snap the Chiefs streak. We're beating them in the AFC Championship. And we are going to beat the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. I would
20
gladly
and, oh,
accept.
Wow. Did you get the same gummies as Lenny in Panama City?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay. Stone cold sober. Nick in South Carolina.
Miami Dolphins until I die, sir.
Said it with his chest.
Indeed. Say it with your chest and 17 W's. Thank you, sir.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
I mean, the kicker would have been the loser of the Chiefs anyway. In the
playoffs. Oh, dude, this guy. He just didn't like it. He's laughing. I was saying the word. By the way, W is a polysyllabic single letter.
Hey, he put the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, so.
He's laughing. Wow. What a way to play us out.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast from season 4. I'm glad that it's over.
I'm glad that it's over. As we know now that season 5 is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.